From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Randolph College in Lynchburg, Virginia, has been making a rough transition from all women to co-ed. The administration and the alumnae are all fighting over financing. At the heart of that battle is the college's storied $100 million art collection. Now, all involved are awaiting a ruling by Virginia's highest court, which could decide what happens to that art and, as Joel Rose explains, profoundly impact the future of Randolph College.
The school was founded as Randolph-Macon Women's College, a name it kept until 2007 when it began admitting men. College officials say enrollment was falling and the school was in danger of losing its accreditation because it was spending money out of its endowment to compensate. The school's lawyer, Edward Feuer, says the trustees had no choice but to go co-ed.
It was important to make a change before it was too late. I mean, you could dig yourself so big a hole that you can never get out, and the college's board of trustees did not want to do that. And they did the smart thing and took action.
Action that infuriated many of the school's alumnae. Ann Yastrzemski, class of 2005, runs a group called Preserve Educational Choice, which is fighting the co-ed decision in court. Yastrzemski says the school is making its financial problems worse, with bad decisions intended to attract men.
They're building a $5 million track and field in the middle of campus this summer, with concession stands, a press box, grandstand, etc. Ironically, they don't have a track and field team, but I suppose they're going under the build it and they will come mindset. It's pretty clear they're trying to attract men to the institution.
But it wasn't just the decision to admit men that enraged the school's alumnae. What the college did next made national news. The trustees decided to sell paintings from the school's prized Mayer Museum of Art. College President John Klein says it was not an easy choice.
This selling of the four paintings has caused everyone some real serious depression. But we really feel that it is more important to help solve the college's financial problems and increase the endowment.
An endowment, critics point out, that currently stands at more than $150 million. Last fall, college officials announced their intention to raise at least $30 million more by selling four paintings at auction, including the centerpiece of the collection, The Men of the Docks by George Bellows. The alumnae filed another lawsuit. And they got an injunction that temporarily stopped the college from selling the paintings. But they had to shelve the suit when they couldn't come up with $1 million in bond money. The alumnae hope a win in the Virginia Supreme Court in the co-ed case will also protect the artwork. But college president John Klein thinks that's a stretch.
If those issues are related, I don't understand the reason why the plaintiffs spent a lot of money filing a separate lawsuit to enjoin the sale of the art.
When that suit was shelved, the college took one of the paintings from its collection to Christie's. The Troubadour by Rufino Tamayo sold last week for $7.2 million, a world record for a Latin American painting at auction. Art history professor Laura Katzman quit her job at Randolph-Macon last year over the school's decision to sell art.
It's starting to confirm our worst fears and nightmares that the college appears to be using the Mayer Museum as an ATM machine. Whenever there is a financial need for a new building, sell another painting. Need for a new dorm, sell another painting. Need for an athletic facility, sell a few paintings.
Katzman says selling artwork to pay bills is an obvious violation of ethical practices accepted by museums across the country. But Randolph College officials point out that the Mayer is not an accredited museum. And they say the sale is legal because the donors place no specific restrictions on the Tamayo or the three other paintings the school plans to sell. One of those paintings is from the Peaceable Kingdom series by self-taught artist Edward Hicks. It was donated to the school by Phyllis Crawford, class of 1920.
She'd be absolutely appalled that they're selling it. I mean, this was more than just a cash gift. This was an act of love.
Peter Reinthaler is Crawford's nephew and the executor of her will. He says Crawford was never wealthy. She was a librarian and an author of children's books. Reinthaler says she used the proceeds from a literary award to buy the Hicks painting in 1938.
There are lots of times that she could have sold it for greater comfort for herself, but obviously did not, and she wanted to go to Randolph-Macon.
Reinthaler admits his aunt did not put any restrictions on her donation, but he says the college could have at least let him know they planned to sell it. If the Virginia Supreme Court's ruling, expected tomorrow, clears the way for the sale of more artwork, Reinthaler and other opponents say they'll look for another way to continue their fight. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.